Pine tree is
it? It's the sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Which is the more common name for it?
Sycamore is a common name.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same
as cottonwood? No, no relation whatsoever. Cottonwood's in the poplar family. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a poplar.
Don't get all kind of holly trees.
And we have probably something like 100 different kinds of hollies here. That are evergreen or deciduous. The biggest list of them are deciduous, and they're rather obscure. They're forest trees. We have the dogwood and the redwood. That's now the dogwood isn't a singular tree. We have over 60 varieties in commerce, let alone the varieties that aren't handled commercially.
What about shrubs and bushes that are common around here?
Well, that again there, honey, there's no end to that list.
What about a shrub that grows along the road or by a fence? The leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Dried brown berries or ripe berries? Bedrock berries.
They're sort of black.
And the foliage turns red in the fall, then it falls off. Is it a deciduous plant? Does it shed after cold weather?
I guess so.
That must be the crepe myrtle that you see red blooms on now, and some of them are pink or lavender, the various shades, but it's primarily a red.
What about a sumac or shumac?
We have six different strains of it here. Five of them are non-poisonous and one is poisonous. Sumac, or sumac, S-U-M-A-C.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it, blooms in late spring.
God almighty, I need a computer to sort that one. Pink and white, blooms in the spring. And blooms all summer.
Did you ever hear of a spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
Well, we can grow a rhododendron here, and
we have
the mountain laurel here. Yeah, I've heard of it.
What's the difference between a mountain laurel and a rhododendron?
Well, a rhododendron is in the azalea family, or the azalea is in the rhododendron family, and the mountain laurel is in the cherry family.
Which is a bigger plant?
The cherry laurel, or mountain laurel, by far. It'll get 80 to 90 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Rhododendron will get about 3 feet high. I've seen rhododendrons run up about 8 feet, but they're in forest. 8 feet, 10 feet, but rather leggy and growing in dense forest. A lot of over in the Smoky Mountains. Now, where the humidity is high and its light factor is very low, there's a lot of them up in Oregon, Washington, and out in the heavy timbers. But those up there don't grow as tall and leggy. They're much lower, more compact bush form.
What about a tree that grows around here? It's got shiny leaves and big white flowers.
Shiny leaves and big white flowers. It must be a catalpa. Uh-huh. Extremely sweet.
Magnolia.
A magnolia, great big blossoms.
Uh-huh.
Well, that could be Magnolia grandiflora would be is the most prominent. Lanceolata would be the next one.
Do you ever hear of a cucumber tree or cucumber tree? It's another.
I've heard of a cucumber tree, but I'm not familiar with it.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of berries grow around here?